And 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Spring weather brings more chances for road trips, so let us keep you headed safely down the road with a new set of tires. Mel's Tire has a Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX to the Yokohama Geolander AT Geo15 or the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. Mel's Tire 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
That is right. Not expensive. It is priceless at Mel's Tire. KVOE live and local. Good morning on a Wednesday. 720, 50 degrees on our way to 72 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia Communications Manager Christine Torrens and Director of Special Projects for the City of Emporia, Taylor Wash. Taylor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How about you?
All right. Christine, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Doing all right. Well, we wanted to get Christine and Taylor on for several different purposes, but, you know, we've been talking about, you know, communications matters with the city. Christine's been on now for several months, and Christine, to kind of get us started here, there have been a lot of communications coming in from the city, and, you go over to the website, you go to your social media, it seems like you guys are always active.
We try to be. We try to be as transparent as possible, covering all platforms from the My Alerts app, the website, and social media.
Christine, did people realize how much stuff is happening here in a town of 24,000 before you really started, filling in things kind of multiple times per day on the different projects?
I'm not really sure if they knew before, but we really try to cover our bases now, and I think that the community survey really highlighted some areas that perhaps we were still lacking in, so we're trying to make ground on those now.
So how are we doing with city alerts, with the alerts, Christine? Seems like that's been pretty active.
I have found that the My Alerts app has been very successful. People can download the app on Android and iPhone devices, and pretty much any time we have a street closure, a water main break, any pertinent city news, we're putting it out on the app.
Christine, another question that comes up here for you, because, with these notices here, there's a fair amount of typing in some of these, and especially, you know, now when we're talking about, you know, the like the road improvement projects, Highway 50, Prairie Street to Graphic Arts, which is underway now, Lincoln Street, which, you know, the Interstate 35 bridge replacement project. There's a fair amount of typing that's involved here before you get all of that stuff kicked out. How much time are you spending here just kind of on the daily notices in addition to maybe some of the other projects that you have?
Well, we start with a news release, which people are directed to their website, www.emporiaks.gov, for the full press release. And then from there, I try and shorten it to meet all the platform standards. But really redirecting everybody to the full press release online is where you want to go for that information.
Christine, you'd mentioned here about the recent community-wide survey and some of the areas that residents kind of said that they would like to see a little bit more information out. So maybe you can talk a little bit more about kind of what has come from that survey specifically when it comes to your office.
When it comes to communications, the survey really highlighted the need for a newsletter. And so I wanted to be able to deliver that to the community members' inboxes directly. They can go to emporiaks.gov/notify-me and sign up for the newsletter in both English and Spanish. And those will be coming out every Friday after a commission meeting. They will include commission letters directly from the commissioners themselves, and all the updates on city information that happens during a commission meeting, as well as job opportunities and other city information.
So how can we get signed up for the newsletter?
Visit www.emporiaks.gov/notify-me.
Outstanding. Taylor, let me ask you, as Director of Special Projects, how you and Christine work together here on some of the different projects that are under your purview and get the word out here to the community on what's happening really under your umbrella.
Yeah, I think the biggest project we've taken on together is the community survey. We've done a lot of work with making sure that this isn't something that just sits on the shelf, but that we actually look at the information, look at the feedback from the community, and find ways to implement things that will actually help improve some of the scores that we got from there. So I think just collaborating, and we're next-door neighbors in the office, which really helps. So it's good for us to be able to bounce ideas off of each other and just really work to collaborate to realize progress for our community.
Well, we're going to take a deeper dive into this next week, Taylor, but let's get a little preview of Civic Leader Leadership Institute through the City of Emporia. What are we looking at there?
Yes, so those applications opened on April 22nd, I believe, and you can visit emporiaks.gov/CLI to get more information about the program and the application. It's a 9-week program where you kind of get a behind-the-scenes look at all of the different departments in the city, and you get an opportunity to voice your opinions about those things and just learn a little bit more about how we operate as an organization.
Taylor, from your perspective, what really has had you interested in getting this? And again, as Ron mentioned, we're going to really dive into this here Monday morning during the Newsmaker 2 spot, but what had you interested in creating this, and maybe what are some of the things that you're excited to see at the end of this Civic Leadership Institute?
Yeah, so this is something that I was really excited about kind of as soon as I got this position, just because I think it's so important to, I think that the communication aspect of local government is very important, and I think another very important component of that is education. And I, as a former teacher, I have this the idea that the more people know, the more they understand, and the more they're willing to collaborate and work together. So I'm just really excited about that, and I'm excited to see the community get more engaged in their local government and find ways to make a difference in their own areas of passion or things that they're really passionate about.
Christine, what other projects are kind of coming down the pike here in your office on the communication side of things? We see the daily stuff, but what are some of those other things that may be more episodic or periodic that you may be working on that kind of tie into what Taylor's working on?
Well, presentations for the community, events coming up, we'll certainly be out at the events promoting different communication methods. We'll, of course, be at DDO and Unbound coming up. And if you download the My Alerts app, you'll also be getting notifications during Unbound as far as the city notifications on street changes and traffic changes. So pretty important to have that downloaded before the event.
Outstanding. Well, Christine, anything else that you wanted to bring up here with us, at least for this morning, before we let you do some more communicating?
Just to download the My Alerts app if you want to have city notifications, and to go to emporiaks.gov/notify me to get updated on the newsletter.
Outstanding. Taylor, anything else you wanted to bring up before we bring you back on Monday morning?
Anyone interested in engaging in local government as far as the Civic Leadership Institute, please visit our website. If you have any questions, call our office and we'll be able to help you with that.
Christine, thanks this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Taylor, thank you much.
Thank you.
You both have a good day. Emporia Communications Manager Christine Torrance and Director of Special Projects Taylor Wash with us here on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker spots, this week's full. We do have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday currently open next week, but the way things have gone here,